Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all righty. This is Mecca, everyone, and we are back for another week of the VIP with Unique and Mecca. And we are a little bit disheartened that we're ending our month-long celebration of fashion and also music that was out during certain time frames, things of that nature. Because, you know, as we kept saying, you was out and so on and so forth. So we are ending that off for today. But this month, it was very, very fun to reminisce and talk about the old styles and talk about old music and things of that nature. So we are excited to go on to our next journey, which is October. So we'll see you guys here next week as well. But like I said, this is the last one for September. Perhaps we will do a little bit more throughout the year and going into 2018. But we thought we definitely know that, you know, we're from New York, we're New Yorkers, and, you know, we celebrate Fashion Week hard in September. It's a very, very big thing in New York City in September. So we were like, you know what, sis, let's talk about, you know, fashion. Let's talk about music, the eras, the decades. So if you were with us the whole month, you'll know that we started off with the 70s music, 70s attire, which we really didn't remember too well. Well, we kind of don't remember it at all. But talked about that. We moved on into the 80s, last the 90s. And this week, we are going to talk about the new millennium. So from 2000 to 2010, what, you know, what the fashions were. And I got a chance to talk to our fashion guru in our eyes, because we know that's what she's going to be, our fashion blogger, Val Wallace, from Looks to Envy, who comes on every season, and she talks to us about what's trending. So again, that's Val Wallace. You guys need to look out for Val Wallace, Looks to Envy, because she put me on to a couple of things that were out in the, that were popular from 2000 to 2010. We will go back and revisit some of the songs from the 90s that we didn't get a chance to play last week as well. So, you know, we're trying to end off with a bang, y'all. You know, we're trying to end off with a bang. I'm on this pink carpet. My sister's here on this new pink carpet tonight. We want to shout out all of our guests who were on the show. Last week we had Men of Vision, who are a bunch of fun. I hope if you missed that interview that you go back and listen to that. So they're represented for the 90s, because we know that they came out in the 90s. Oh my gosh, we had Loving My Tees by Six and Renee. My goodness, Alan Graham. We had a good time in fashion and in music this particular month. So we're about to continue, like I said earlier, for our last day of the month. Thank you for sticking with us in the VIP area for the whole month of September. We know that you guys are going to continue. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. But hey, sis.
Hey.
I see you there. How was September? York.
Uh-oh, your phone is breaking up.
We want to make sure we represent it for the Fashion Week for New York. You know, like who said that to us? That they put on for their city? Well, we were putting on for hours. So that, you know.
Yeah, no matter how far I move away from there, New York will always be my home. I will not rep any place but there.
Like they say, concrete jungle where dreams are made of, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, sis, I
there you can't get anywhere.
That's right. I got a chance today to chat a little bit with Val Wallace, which is stores. I even picked up at least maybe about three things within the past 2 months myself, you know, with the lace. So that's definitely coming back out. But I couldn't help but to remember Apple Bottoms.
Oh,
apple,
yeah,
bottoms
apple Bottoms
and Baby Fat.
You, Sean John.
Sean John.
And Rockaway, all that
and
stuff.
And Rockaway. Yes. And you
they
know what we forgot in the 90s? They did. All of the, you know, the people in hip-hop.
Hip-hop
but what
artists.
I forgot,
all the hip-hop artists, they was definitely holding the fashion world
down. Yes, they were. I remember I had Jalen bought him a, and he's a 2009 baby, my nephew. I bought him a Sean John suit. Okay? No, Rockaway suit. It was really, really cute. So Rockaway had, and Baby Fat as well. And I think Sean John,
mm-hmm.
definitely Baby Fat and Rockin' Wear had a lot of things for the family. It wasn't just, you know, adult sizes. It was babies, you know, as well. So I remember that. Like I said, the Apple Bottom jeans.
Yep, there was a lot going on. I remember the white tees, the big, long, tall white tees was definitely big. Of course, the throwback jersey was really, really big in the 2000s. I remember shiny pants, shiny jeans. I remember that. I had about 3-4 pair of them.
Wait, what?
Huh? Your phone is, like, doing something weird.
Shiny jeans and what?
Yes, shiny jeans. I remember them. Camouflage is really big.
I love me a camouflage, yeah. And that's also a thing that I'm seeing a lot in this particular part of the millennium. I'm starting to see a lot of camouflage this fall. I've seen a lot of things come out with camouflage. And I love me a good old camouflage, but you're right, because I graduated in 2006. And my whole graduation party was Army fatigue. Everything was Army fatigue. I even took my senior pictures with an Army fatigue jacket on because I was struggling. It was a fight, okay? I felt like I was in the Army, part of the A-team, something. So definitely my graduation dress was Army fatigue. I was not playing. And I think from that particular time on, that's when I really fell in love with it as well, because I wasn't always, like, you know, the biggest Army fatigue thing. But now I love the color. I like how it goes with neutrals. I feel like neutrals are always in.
And denim. It is, and I think it looks good with denim as well.
Or look, or dungarees, like they used to call it when we was babies.
Okay. Oh my God, that word just always sounded so rough to me. Dungarees. It just sounded like something that was going to or harm you.
That is funny. Put on them dungarees because they ain't gonna rip like that.
Okay.
Too
oh my
funny.
God. And funny. Sweat bands was really a big thing too. Sweat bands,
wow.
Arm and wrist bands.
Wow.
And Air Force Ones, as we call them in New York, uptowns. They never went out of, they never go out of style for us. But, you know, it became a big thing in the 2000s. Again.
And you know what? Probably too, because if I'm not mistaken, speaking of rappers and clothing lines and clothing
Nelly,
and stuff like that.
Nelly, that's on.
Definitely Nelly. But I was going to say Cam'ron, if I'm not mistaken, and the whole Real Men Wear Pink dip
oh,
set.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like they wore that as well. If we saying the wrong thing and they listening, they're going to be calling in like, oh, hello, we didn't wear that.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all sure wore them pink t-shirts. Don't tell me you didn't. So I think even with color, they caused a big wave, you know, with color as well.
Mm-hmm.
Zip set, you know, for the whole pink thing. So that was big. That was definitely big. And I got to go back to the 90s real quick because what we didn't say was for us. Wait, how is it? For us, by us.
By
yeah, FUBU.
Us.
For
FUBU.
Us.
FUBU. Oh,
LL Cool J. We didn't say that last week.
Yes. Sure didn't. Yep. How could we have forget?
Mm-hmm. He might have been one of the first rappers to kind of come out with his own, you know, clothing line. FUBU.
But that wasn't
for
his
us
clothing
by us.
Line. He was just a
He was a model for it,
was
he? He had something to do with FUBU.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a model.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was just a model for FUBU.
And Pele was big too.
Pele, yeah.
In the 90s.
It was.
Ronnie DeVoe actually had a little Pele ad. I remember that as well. I certainly remember that that thing going on because, you know, I'm not going to forget that. It was all over the news. It was all over the train stations in New York when he started his little modeling thing, which he should have kept up, but I don't know what happened with that. So we had to rewind ourselves for a decade real quick, y'all, because we forgot to mention that. And Eniche, I used to really like that a lot. Eniche. In fact, I still have an Eniche sweatshirt, and whenever it gets too cold, I don't mind putting it on because I can put on a whole bunch of stuff underneath it. And I mean, you know, we also talked about the fact that things also reinvent themselves so much. So if that really reinvents itself, guess what? I got mine. Pants can't fit because, you know, I was skinny girl style, but at the time. But now we sister big bones, thickums. So I can't put the pants, but I still can fit that big old sweatshirt. But yes, yeah, sis. And then, you know, like I said earlier, all of the guests that we had, you know, I was kind of mentioning them, and you know, I just want to extend an extra thank you for them to them from coming on. I keep laughing about the corduroys six from Loving My Tees by Six. I keep laughing about when she was like, I couldn't stand it. And then she started talking about the sound that they make when they rub against your legs. Hilarious.
Yes. But you know what?
Absolutely.
Corduroys have made a big comeback. Like, I want to say like the late 2000s. And I actually started liking them. Because they weren't that scratchy, itchy material anymore. And they fit like jeans.
Right.
I know
they have some
of them.
Mm-hmm. They have some they now saw. With a soft material, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And more big varieties in color.
Yes.
Definitely had a lot of varieties in color and even like the pastels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So corduroys was doing their thing. Corduroys was like, look, we're going to have six. Stop talking about us badly, okay? Because she's really being disrespectful right now. So they came back. And I feel like even throughout the late 90s, because I remember having a couple of, I had a rust pair, and I had a pair that was like a green kind of pair of corduroys. And I thought it was dope because I was like, you know, you always going to see your corduroys in your basic. You know how when we grew up, your brown, your black.
Black and brown, yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. But
navy
those soft
blue.
Ones that you're talking about, right, I had winter white and I had navy blue. I had winter white, and I had brown. Soft, the soft one that didn't make the sound that Six was talking about. So,
but kept
yeah,
you warm.
Yes.
And look,
yes,
on
yes,
those
yes.
cold days in New York, we need some corduroy.
Honey, because we don't get snow like we used to get when we were kids. So, you know, we would lay it up and stuff like that. Oh, my gosh. It was a big thing. And then we would have the big old snow castles, you might as well say. It would be so much snow that they would have to pile it up to the side. And it would be like a big tower. You just looking up at it.
Blush
so your mama
ice,
surely
and
sent you.
All kind of stuff.
That's right. So she sent you out there with your corduroys on. And if you was old enough to fit one, you had a sheepskin. Don't play.
What?
Don't play. My grandmother used to call corduroys quadros. That's your nana. Put on your quadros. That's your girl. But yes, sis, it was really, really fun. It was really fun. And, you know, what the people don't know is that, you know, you had actually reached out to some of the models that, you know, that were popular when we were considering modeling. And even though we didn't have any luck with them this particular time, if we repeat this theme or if they happen to respond, we definitely want to get them on. I know you said Veronica Webb applied to you, who was really big in the 90s. You know, I love me some Tyra Banks, so I would definitely love to have had her on. But, you know, anybody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows them, let them know that, you know, we might not be celebrating Fashion Week anymore, but we surely, you know, would love to have
them
on the show
them.
Just to talk about, that's right, just to talk about their accomplishments, you know, and how I feel like, and I think I said this last week, it was so important to see them because they represented us.
Yep.
I don't take nothing from Bo Derek or nobody else. But they represented us, you know what I mean? And so, you know, growing up, I feel like we grew up in a time where we weren't really strongly represented as much. As we started getting older and things started transcending a little bit, you would, you know, see more. And now more so, you know, you see females that kind of represent other little girls that look like us, that come from where we come from. But that was big for us at the time because you didn't see it very much. So when you saw, like I said, Beverly Johnson, you saw Grace Jones, but you didn't really see a slew of models that looked just like us. So, you know, I want to take the extra time out really quickly to just dedicate all of these weeks to those models who we got a chance to look up to when we were coming up and be like, wow, you know, they did that. We can do that too. You know, as well. And then I would also be remiss, and I know this does not have anything to do with fashion, but I would be remiss if I did not say that this month is Suicide Awareness Month, and it's also Sickle Cell Awareness Month. And sickle cell is definitely a disease that, you know, plagues African Americans more so than any other race, one thing. And then the suicide awareness also, because we talk about that often, we talk about depression here, we talk about, you know, suicide and suicidal ideations and things of that nature, you know, and of course, I always say, you know, I myself raised a suicidal teen, my niece, and then, you know, having a depressed goddaughter as well, you know, who oftentimes was suicidal as well, so I'm just glad to say that they still striving. So I want to give a shout out to those who are living with sickle cell. You're in my prayers. I want to give a shout out to those who are suicidal and depressed. You're in my prayers. To the families of those who have sickle cell who know someone who does. To the families who you know, have to live day to day knowing that their family member is depressed or suicidal, I'm shouting you out as well, and I'm praying for you as well. I just had to throw that in there, even though I know it ain't had nothing to do with fashion, but it's been on my mind, you know, throughout the whole month. I just never got a chance to say anything about it. So, yeah. But since you tell me, don't say it. So I'm not going to say it. I'm going to wait for you to say it.
So like we always do about this time.
Thank you for joining the VIP with Unique and Mecca, two urban, compassionate, and sassy hosts who believe that everyone is a VIP through trial and triumph. Before we get started, we like to share the house rules. Please respect the views and opinions of others, even if you don't agree. Please avoid tea spilling on the pink carpet, as we want to keep our VIP area litter-free of judgment toward one another. And finally, please have fun and be inspired. Let's get it started.
Can't hear you.
Get a chance to play any of our 90s music. So I want to start out with TLC Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Shouts to T-Boz because she has her new book out. And, you know, we plan to have her on the show as well. So I want to start off there. And then we're just going to move through some of these 90s songs that we didn't get a chance to play last week. And we're just going to flow that way. And keep it moving, y'all. So TLC Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We in the house. Yeah, done. 1992, TLC, kicking off in your motherfucker. So your best be stuck in the past. Yo, T-Boz, it's your being a boss. Chill out, where's your best that starts? This is it.
Better love than your love.
No. Sis. Was that our growth? And it's so funny because as it was going off in my head, I was about to start singing Shock That Monkey because, you know, that's the next song on the album.
That's
Yes.
Yes.
Talk about trendsetters. Talk about people who definitely made a humongous impact in the music industry.
Yes, they did.
Triple Threat.
My
all
girls,
day.
I love them. Love
Triple
them
Threat.
Still doing the dawn thing. They still tear that stage down.
Triple Threat. I'm just whoa. I was looking at I was looking at some funny stuff she did. Right. I was looking at some funny stuff she was doing on Instagram today. I was like, I can't. She's so silly. I sent it to you. I DM'd it to you because she's a mess. But, yeah, man. I mean,
how to do it for the D challenge. Everybody doing
yes, Lord. I said, I can't. But, you know, the thing about it for me with TLC is you can say whatever you want to say about them. But there had been no other female group with the success that they had since the Supremes. We're talking about three whole decades. The Supremes was reigning supreme, literally, no pun intended, until TLC came around and snatched that title. And not even snatch. I just, you know, like we were talking about musical predecessors last week. You know, so many people who came in the 90s who had so many good artists like the Supremes and like the Marvelettes and like, you know, Little Stevie Wonder and the Smokey Robinsons and the Temptations. They had so much good music to look, you know, to look up to that I feel like when you came out in the 80s and 90s, you kind of had no other choice but to be successful. So they really did their thing. They did their thing. And I don't remember since did I
and
play
they did
Escape last
thing.
Week?
No, you didn't. And they did their thing without bearing all their skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Without raunchy lyrics. And, you know, it was women's empowerment. They gave us something to, you know, to feel proud about.
That's right.
And I just,
that's right.
I love that. I just love that, and I miss that, and I know that's what's missing in music today. Young girls, they don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have nobody telling them that a man needs to respect you.
That's right. That's right. And I think that's one of the things that really did it for me. That's what I really loved, you know, about them as well.
Yeah.
That they were just like, hey, you know, and they always talk about, they always talk about how, you know, Pebbles brought them out. You know, Pebbles was the sexy one, and she was just like, they was just like, you know, nah, we ain't doing that. This is, you know, this is what we want to do.
Look, even,
you know, we
want to
dress
with
the baggy clothes.
Even though on the Lolo, Chili, she always wanted to break free and and be the little sex kitten that she was.
But you want to know what's funny? And I remember this in the old magazine that everybody, they said themselves, I feel like it was a Vibe magazine, talking about going back in decades. The Vibe magazine said when they came up with Crazy, Sexy, Cool, they said automatically people think T-Boz was the cool, Left Eye was the crazy, and Chili was the
crazy
sexy. Man. And they said in real life, that's not who none of them were. They were all, you know, mixed up. So whereas, you know, the sexy one might have been T-Boz for real in real life, and, you know, the crazy one might have been Chili in real life, and then Left Eye might have been the cool one in real life, but their persona on stage, everybody already made up their mind just by, you know, what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
But, right, but here's the thing. When I saw her a couple of weeks ago, she was saying that, you know, how she becomes T-Boz. You know what I mean? So it's like when you have this persona on stage, it doesn't necessarily have to be who you are in real life. Like I tell people all the time, Mecca and Monifa are two different people. Lord knows they are. Lord knows. Mecca has to do a whole bunch of prep talking to Monifa to make Monifa do some of the stuff, you know, that she does. So I get it, you know, and T-Boss, she talked about that. Maybe she'll talk about it when you go to see her next week as well, but she talked about how Pebbles even said, well, who is T-Boss? Well, I want you to come here every day, and you need to figure out who T-Boss is, and she had to be practicing who T-Boss was. I was like, wow, that's deep. You know, that's really, really deep. So you never know. You see the little persona on stage, and you think that's who they are, and that's just who their performance person is. So I thought
definitely.
That was pretty cool.
And then it's like, you know, they're all a little bit of them, you know, all of them. Every
mm-hmm.
woman has a crazy side to her, sexy side and a cool side. I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Some of it is cool, but that's a whole other story.
mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But sis, I'm thinking back to, I'm even thinking back to, since we're talking about groups that we love, I can't help but to think about Xscape, because I feel like, first of all, I'm so ecstatic that they are back together. They will be
yes.
in NYC. The week after my birthday, I need to be there. Anybody who's listening that wants to buy Mecca good tickets and backstage passes, that should be a press perk, to see Xscape, I will be accepting. I accept late birthday gifts, so November 25th is all right with me. But I'm ecstatic that they are back together. Every time I see them, they look like they never split. They look like, you know, we still just sisters, and I love it. So I can't wait to see how they are on stage. Xscape was another group that we definitely love. I always say that my top three was always TLC, Xscape,
and SWV.
Mm-hmm.
SWV
mm-hmm.
girl, Coco Lele
yep.
and Taj.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So what I want to do really quickly is I want to. Play Just Kickin' It. That was their first single, as well as TLC's Ain't Too Proud to Beg was there. So we're going to get into Just Kickin' It.
Man wants to
I almost did the same thing and start singing Keep It Pumping next, you know. Ah, oh, man. Impeccable harmonies. Impeccable, impeccable, impeccable. Wow. I actually I know you want to say something about Escape. You know, I guess have a habit of texting when I'm on the show. So I know you want to say what you got to say about Escape. I'm going to tell you to go ahead and do that, and I'm going to try to get Melvin Davis from Upper Echelon on the line while you do that. So go ahead, sis.
No, I was just going to say, just listening to those songs, it just takes me back to that time. I'm seeing a video in my head and just how fun it was. It's how fun. It's so much pressure on these kids today. I can't imagine growing up in this era, man. Can't imagine. It's like they're so forced to be grown before their time. Like, we didn't, you know, have to worry about the things that they have to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
that's for sure.
It's too much. It's too much, man.
It really is. And I don't know if you said this while I was quickly on the other line, but what I liked about them, too, they reminded me in a different, you know, their own right, in their own way, of TLC, too, because they stayed really, really covered up, too. So with them, it was just like pure talent. You didn't have to, you know, you didn't have to look at their breasts and their butt first and they'd be like, wow, they really got good harmony. Like, you was going to know that out the gate.
Yeah.
You know. They even were kind of tomboyish a little bit, you know, but still girly at the same time. But those they could sing. could really, really sing.
Especially
so I'm glad.
Kids.
Oh my gosh, the Scott girls is a mess. Whew. And they sound a lot alike too, which I find very funny.
Really?
You know, for them to actually I do. To me, I think Tamika and Latasha sounded like. And shout out to Latasha because her birthday is in a couple of days. So shout out to Latasha
just
Scott
like,
from Escape.
Mine's before her.
Yeah, but guess what?
My birthday.
I think it's
the whole weekend.
Okay. I think it's your birthday. It's the day before or the day after yours. But I was trying to save you for last. This is your show. You understand? She get a cute little shout out, but you know. But anywho, I have Melvin Davis on the line, everybody, from Upper Echelon Boutique in Virginia. So I just want to welcome him to the show. Of course, you know, me and Unique always get our family on here somehow. We got dope family. We can't help it. They always doing something. That is my godbrother. And I am definitely excited. I'm happy, you know, to see the things that he's doing in fashion. And, you know, today when I was coming home, I was thinking about it and I was saying to myself, you know, this is where he's starting at. But I already see him going to like some Fifth Avenue stores in New York. So, you know, don't sleep. You never despise anybody's small beginning. Don't sleep on it. So I'm excited,
right,
Melvin, to have you on. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
All right, how you doing?
Welcome
everybody
to the VIP, Melvin. Even though you're on CP time.
Yeah.
Better
yeah,
late than
never.
We appreciate you.
Wow. So I was about to slip up and say the nickname, but that almost I'm gonna get. Mm-mm.
I figured you was gonna do that.
I almost did it. And I
want to know the nickname. I want to know.
It's all right.
Okay, we family.
Yeah, we are family, but I'm not gonna do it on the show. I'm not gonna do it on the show. So, Melvin.
I'd rather just call me by my nickname. I don't. Melvin is for like Corbin.
See, he don't even feel comfortable with you calling himself.
That doesn't sound like, huh?
Okay. That's it. You should have, because see, I keep pausing because I'm trying not, you understand? But all right. So, Pooter.
Yes.
Tell the people. We call him that since we first came out the womb. I would like for you to, you know, because you have a lot of people in fashion, and most people say, oh, I want to be a model, or I want to design clothes, or, you know, whatever. How did you get into actually selling clothes and then going on to upper echelon, becoming a boutique? So tell us, like, the genesis of it.
I always like to, you know, look nice, and I like the notoriety of looking nice. I like the reaction of people. I like the compliments. And then I just had to figure out how to do it for free. It was getting quite expensive.
Right. And it's funny that you would say always like to look nice, because I remember, you know, growing up, your mom always dressed you really nice. And I remember, I never told her this, but when I was a kid, you know, between her and my mother and Iris, your aunt, I would always look at them like, dang, like they just so fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always would admire the way that they dress, their pocketbooks, their style, their hair. I always would admire that. So the apple really does not fall very far from the tree. So since you put it in that perspective, I'm not really surprised that you, you know, that you decided to do your own boutique. So how long have you, you know, how long have you had Upper Echelon?
I've been in business for a year and a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. So we talking a year and a month, and in 13 months, you're actually in a mall now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I'm in a mall, which I was told I would never get in. I was so, you know, rent is gonna be too high. That's just that. So yeah, I'm in the mall, and I'm not just in there. I'm accepted. They like me there. The people love the store. The kids always come in and say the store is really cool. And it's just, you know, it's in this baby stage. It's not nowhere that it's, like, I envision how I want to set it out now, so I don't have to do any more construction for the next 5 years. I just got it up and running so I can start making money. And I'm going to do some heavy construction and give it some designers and just take it to a national level where it's respected wherever I'm at. They're like, oh, yeah, that's dude that owns such and such.
I like it. So, okay. I saw some of the clothes, and I really liked what I saw, and I'm very particular. So I wouldn't just say it just because you're my brother. I might not say that I don't like it, not on air, but you understand. But I really did like some of the stuff that I saw. But what I wanted to know, because I know a lot of creative people, what you didn't know is that I design clothes myself. I just don't sew them. But nonetheless, there's a lot of creative people that I know, and, you know, some of which, you know, they design their own clothes, they make their own clothes, they sell them to people, so on and so forth. Do you do, like, wholesaling from people like that? So say if I knew a person that, you know, they make dope T-shirts, or, you know, or they design sneakers or whatever, do you do wholesale from people like that, or?
Oh, of course. I love finding fashion that's not available just commercially.
Mm-hmm.
Pick different designers. I work with a few people, designers rather, that, you know, they create their own pieces, and it just so happens that famous people just have the same mindset. They want something different, think they want something nice. And I reach out to them, and, you know, either I hope they sell it to them, and we do whatever makes sense for both of them.
Right. Okay, well, I definitely got a couple of people that I want to connect you to that, definitely, especially when it comes down to sports and all of that. I mean, they kind of do it all. They were on our show a couple of weeks ago, and I actually met one of the ladies just because I was looking at some of her. You know how much I love New Edition, but I was looking at maybe about 4 years ago some of her T-shirts that she was making when New Edition went on on tour, and I was like, wow, this is nice. And that's how we, you know, kind of started talking. But I got a funny story that I have to tell. So, one of the main reasons why I knew that you were into fashion, I guess I can say, and I never thought about it like this, you were maybe about 3 years old or 4 years old, and we both loved Michael Jackson. So I have to. So we both loved Michael Jackson. And We're not going to talk about the fact that he stole my Michael Jackson button and took it home and hid it from me, but nonetheless, you know, and I'm the big sister, so I can't, you know, they didn't want me to really go crazy. But I had two Michael Jackson dolls, which I still have. My Grammy doll. Now, if anybody remembers what Michael Jackson wore to the Grammys, the black pants, high
but
waters,
the
sparkly
the,
shoes.
The blue sequin top.
The blue sequin, the jacket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That jacket, we dropped him. I'm about to call him back. He's driving, so we probably dropped him. Let me see if I can get back on. Hold on for 1 second, y'all. Okay, so we dropped somehow. I know you're moving. But anyway, so. Huh?
I'm on the highway, so it may drop one more time.
Okay, we buying that up in the name of Jesus. We ain't got the time for this. We ain't dropping no more. Come on, people. But, so the Michael Jackson jacket, the Grammy jacket, that was big news.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was, everybody was talking about that jacket.
Yeah.
Right? So, my lovely little god brother comes over to my house. Like I said, I got two Michael Jackson. I have the Thriller doll, and I had the Grammy doll. And he was so infatuated with the sparkles on the jacket and, you know, the blue and how it shine or whatever. And I left him for a couple of minutes and turned back around, and my Michael Jackson Grammy doll jacket was ripped up. He done took the jacket off, ripped up my jacket, you know, and I have to laugh for the first time in life. I really have to laugh because when I looked at some of the stuff that's in the store, you know, online, because I haven't been in the store yet. I might come and volunteer one day. But when I looked, some of the stuff was kind of resemblance in that is shiny. Some of it is shiny. Some of it is a little flashy, and I don't mean that in a negative way as well, just like that jacket. And it's funny because sometimes you never know when people start, you know, with their infatuations for things or, you know, their dreams about doing things. And it could have started around that time. But you owe me a Michael Jackson Grammy jacket. I just need you to know that.
I tell you, I got the nice thing that it's nothing to get that made. So, you know, you might get a Christmas present next Christmas. I'm back up right now.
Listen, I ain't bad. Listen, take your time. 2018, I'll be here. Wow. So you say that a lot of people said that you never would be able to open up in a, you know, in an actual mall or whatever the case may be. I would like for you to kind of give, if you can give somebody, and it doesn't have to be in fashion, but if you can give someone, some insight on when people tell them that they won't be able to do something, what would it be? Like, what would be an encouraging word that you would say?
So, I mean, you know, if somebody tells you you can't do something, you just take a moment and look around what their situation is and just ask yourself, okay, are they successful? Why are they telling me I can't do something? This person's successful. Maybe it's something you need to do first before you can do such and such. But if they're an unsuccessful person, maybe she just needs that all together and keep doing you.
That's deep. I like that one. I definitely
that's
like
right,
that one.
Hater.
And the reason why I say that, that's a double-fold answer because a lot of times people don't go the route to say, see if that person is successful. A lot of times people don't go that route. They, you know, they tend to go the negative route first. Well, you can't tell me and, you know, whatever the case may be. But that's very true because a successful person probably knows what the heck they're talking about and they just want to offer you some sort of constructive criticism, even though I guess it's not what you say is how you say it. Wow. So, I don't know. Sis, I'm taking over. I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm like, okay, I know this your God, brother, but I got questions too.
Okay, well, let's roll.
So question. Are there certain pieces or accessories that's always in high demand at the boutique?
Yeah, we got Vape, we got Supreme. They're in high demand nationally. And just sneaker releases that's hard to get, like stuff.
Okay. So do you have custom things that that you make for people, or people come and say, "Well, I'm looking for this," and you're able to get it?
Yeah, definitely all the time. I have a book that I made with everything that Lacoste is offering for the next year, and what's available, and I'll let them order stuff out of the book. You know, they'll be just single order, so they could be exclusive. And as far as custom pieces, if they show me something, and they're like, oh, I like it like this, if I got it from a designer, a stylist, then I could call it back and say, I need such and such, like this exact. But if it comes from somewhere like Lacoste, I can't really do anything other than get it customized for you. But.
Mm-hmm. You know, because we might need some VIP shirts, sis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like definitely. Yeah, I noticed with a lot of boutiques that they create a brand also. They start selling their name on garments.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to do that. I also want to just take a one step at a time.
Yeah.
Make sure my store is A1 solid, so when somebody wears that upper echelon, they know they wear it, what represents the region. Like, they know, like, oh, that store got such and such, and that store got this, that, and it's so-and-so shops there. Like, when
mm-hmm.
their concert was in town, so-and-so was in their shop, they closed the store down. This
mm-hmm.
and that,
mm-hmm.
they know, like, mm-hmm. when they wear their upper echelon, there's somewhere they really wearing mm-hmm. something. They're not just wearing a hot brick, you know what I mean, or the shirt with just a print on it, like. But like, nah, you got to go to the store that's lit. And this is how you get this. This ain't just for everybody.
I know, that's right. Exclusive.
Love
I'm
it.
Not mad at you. Wow.
Okay.
Wow, wow,
so
wow.
So we've been touching, over the past couple of weeks, we've been touching on the 70s era, the 80s, the 90s. We talked about the 2000s today. So I wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite fashion era?
Other than
Michael Jackson's jacket.
I would say right now, solely because I can do what I want to do. I mean, I
mm-hmm.
can't really say about fashion from before because I could see it, but I couldn't be in it. You know, mm-hmm. like we just couldn't afford it at the time. So it's like, oh, yeah, that's just, the cross colors was cool. Them Jordans back in the day was cool, but I never had a pair. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I never really felt the fashion back then, and now I gotta say it's right now. There's like a lot of stuff. You got brands like Roc Nation that when I see the hat on somebody's head, I was like, they went somewhere and got that. That's not available for every, you know, thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not available
mm-hmm.
for everyone. Like I'm gonna be the only store in my part of Virginia. Like when I say my part, I mean a 3-hour radius that has faith. I'm the only, there's one other store that has Lacoste. There's, what else I got, like Yeezys. This is like I'm really basically taking my whole region of Virginia to put it on the map.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
That's
what
I'm talking
about.
I know it takes a lot of strategy for that.
Yeah.
Yes. What part of Virginia are you in?
It's a town called Roanoke. It's more closer to Tennessee than anything. Everybody think of Virginia,
okay.
You think of the Northern Virginia, then you think of Richmond, then you think of Norfolk.
Yes.
And after that, then you don't think of nothing else, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it's been. As a matter of fact, the town was on, what's that show, American Horror Story?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's alleged that the town disappeared back in, like, one of them centuries, 18th century or something, it just disappeared, all the people.
Wow.
Come
back.
I know that's right. Wow. So now, do you also sell your clothes online as well? So can people just look online and say, hey, I don't have time to go to the store?
Right. It's soon to be available online. I have a website.
Okay.
I'm getting my infrastructure straightened out where, you know, it's a system that when the product comes in, it goes through the process of a professional picture. The model puts it on, then we put it on the page, and we get it out there. So, yeah, it's going to be available online before the end of the year.
I love it. I'm so proud of you.
So you gotta shout out the mall. You got to tell us exactly where people can come and find
where to find me at.
What mall?
You can find us online at Upper Echelon Boutique. Echelon is E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Everybody else knows how to spell the rest. Damn it.
You'd be surprised somebody don't know how to spell boutique, but okay.
Okay.
B-O-O-T-E-E-K.
What else? Instagram is the same thing. And for there, from there, you can follow us right there and DM us. I always respond. And when, as far as when the website's ready, I'm a blast it all over the Instagram and the Facebook. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so make sure that you keep us abreast as to what's going on. And as soon as I can find some time to breathe, because I'm all over the place, This Thursday night alone keeps me busy. Then it's my regular life and all these other events, and it's a lot. And I know that you understand because you're a businessman. But as soon as I can find some time, I definitely want to stop by. I wish I had known when you had your grand opening, because I might have been able to make it happen. But definitely want to stop by. The day that I do stop by, you might as well, you have me for the day, so you might as well get yourself prepared for me to volunteer and do whatever I need to do. Because when I leave, that offer don't stand no more. So you make sure you do that. But I know I don't have to tell you that, if you need me for anything, pep talks, because, me and Unique, we know how it is. It might not be so much the fashion that we're doing, but just doing the radio alone, and a lot of stuff that comes with it, and sometimes the people that you have to be involved with it or not involved with, just a lot of things. Sometimes I feel like people who have their creative juices flowing, especially when you're trying to do things on your own for the most part with not much backing, it can be a lot. So, shoot me a text. Sis, just pray I'm stressed today, or whatever the case may be, and we definitely have your back. Now, let me see if
right.
I want to see if your godmother is still on this phone real quick.
Oh,
let me just see. Let's see if she's there. Gammy, as you used to call her.
Hopefully she's
let's
not
see
asleep.
If she there. Right. Let's see if she's there. Lady, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Who's my baby? I am so proud of you, babe.
Thanks,
and I know you're busy. I love you.
I got you.
When you coming to get me? Everywhere there, y'all.
Okay, you can talk about that in your own
baby.
Time, huh? Hello.
I know, right? Anyway, I think that kind of deep and personal.
How about Thanksgiving? I'm going to see where I'm going to have Thanksgiving at. Then you can just come down to the house.
Okay.
The train comes right into my town now, so.
See, you can't have family on the phone. They talk family business on your show. You understand, y'all?
Oh,
call me when you get a chance, baby. Call me when you get a
y'all
chance.
Y'all are hilarious. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad. Your godmother's on the show almost
they
every week.
They get on
the
VIP.
No.
Okay. You know I got the support now.
Right. That's right. It ain't no biggie. We have to...
Come on, Paula. You're breaking up.
Oh, I was glad for that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. I said I was telling I was telling my mom that you were gonna be on. Now she missed last week's show, which is rare. She don't miss them too often. But I knew once I told her that you were gonna be on, she was to the studio before me. But that's a whole nother story. But she was definitely going to be in the building, because when I tell you she got, of all the millions of godchildren she got, you definitely among the top five. And she got six in one family.
Yeah.
Alone.
I get my number one spot.
Well, you definitely ain't among the top five. It's about five of y'all that she just, y'all her kids, you might as well say. So. I can't with you. You make sure
don't
upper
make him
echelon
jealous.
Is number one. Look.
Don't make him jealous.
He got the nerve. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
I can't.
Well,
that's
you
your
know
fellow
you
Libra. That's your fellow Libra, Unique. Y'all 7 days apart.
Yep. Hey. You may have a
brother. But nonetheless, Ma, I'm going to place you back on hold. I want to just again congratulate my god brother on his success opening up his boutique. I know, like I said, I could already see you doing the Fifth Avenue thing. Beyond the sky is the limit, not just the sky. Beyond the sky is the limit. And, you know, I'm looking forward to you doing great things. And I definitely appreciate you being on the VIP with Unique and Mecca on tonight. So thank you so much.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
A black man doing
welcome.
Positive things.
That's it. That's it. Definitely.
Everybody get their credit right. The credit will release you. Like, it will take the chains off your ass.
I know. That's right. True indeed. True indeed.
It ain't even about, like, I'm going to say this because I just share this with everybody. You can get your personal credit right, then you got to have business credit also. But don't try to have your business running off your personal credit. The interest rates is not the same. It's not going to work right. So that's what, you know, we're not seasoned in knowing these things. So we got to speak to each other as much as possible so we can gain insight as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that was definitely a good piece of insight for you to share with everybody. So thank you for saying that. Is there anything that you would like to share about your boutique before we let you go that you just would like people to know?
We expect a while later to pull up this weekend. So we're coming to town for a concert. And, just being loopy, I know the people that's trendy and popping, and they like, yo, we coming through. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to see you there. So you can probably just check the Facebook. And I'm going to probably go live on Facebook so you can see it and stuff like that.
That's what's up. That's right. Come on through.
That's my
thing. You understand? I love it. Wow. Well, again, Puda, thank you so much for being on the VIP. And, as you grow, you make sure you come back on the show and let us know where you are from time to time, and you always have a home here or wherever else we go, because we definitely intend on doing some other platforms and some bigger things as well. So, you know, you always have a home wherever we are.
All right.
All righty. Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right. Night.
All right. So, you know you can... We can't do that made me happy. But you know you can't do TLC and Xscape without doing one of our favorite male groups as well. And their first single. So it seemed like we're doing first singles tonight. So
who is it, the Boys to Men on BBD?
Boys to Men.
Uh-oh.
Here we go, y'all. Old Town. Billy's back again. Yes.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, y'all?
Yeah. What's up? Boys are in effect, yeah. And it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
Thank you.
been hyping, we can get down.
We are ready to go, so now the world will know that we love.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day.
Could have really had it.
Or do dreams.
One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, well, what's your name?
What's your name?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile when they won you said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
Shouts to Sean. Shouts to Mike, too, who's actually a fellow Blog Talk Radio host as well. So shouts out to Michael McCary, who's doing some wonderful things as well with his Michael McCary Foundation. So we hope to get him on soon to let us know about the Michael McCary Foundation. But it's funny because we studied Boyz II Men. And as I was listening to Motown Philly, I'm just sitting here playing, not even the video in my head. I'm playing, replaying a live performance in my head, steps and all. You know? So I'm cracking up laughing to myself because it's just like
remember
that stuff is embedded.
Wait, remember Mike?
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Be like, we saw that. But here's the thing. Probably nobody else probably saw it because nobody's studying them like we used to study them. Hilarious. Oh, my gosh. But those were our boys. Like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Loved us some Boyz II Men. Again, I think with us, I think we were very intrigued with harmony as well because, you know, as music lovers, you might love all kinds, but I just feel like for us, a lot of groups that we really like have very good harmonies.
Yeah.
You know, the Xtinct, the SWVs, the Boyz II Men, really, really good harmony.
Even
Riff, you know, had really good harmony too.
Even though with SWVs harmony, I only heard Coco.
That's funny.
I
hear them all.
I
hear them all. Who is? I think Lily has the deep voice.
A little bit. Yeah.
But
I never hear Todd.
No, I hear them. I hear all three voices. I can differentiate them now, but oh my gosh, it's just yeah. I think I was intrigued with harmonies. Definitely, definitely, definitely. But I would be absolutely remiss. Here's another first single. So we played Boyz II Men. We played Motown Philly. That was their first single. We played TLC, their first single. We played Escape, Just Kicking It. That was their first single. But this man right here, I actually named one of my students after this guy right here. He is in our era my favorite front man ever. Now everybody knows I love Michael Jackson. I just wasn't there for the whole Michael Jackson thing, so I'm not a Michael Jackson kid to where I could say I grew up, you know, in the 50s. So I was there for the whole thing or whatever. Even though Mike was my first love. But this man right here, Mr. Ralph Tresvant. Like I said, I didn't name one of my students after him. I call her Taylor Tresvant because she's so sensitive. She cried at the drop of a hat. This man right here, oh my goodness. This was my absolute first, and I know I don't speak for myself, sis, first love of a front man besides Michael Jackson. You know, just the way that we love New Edition. So I would be totally, Unique would be, we would be totally remiss if we ain't put a little something that represents, you know, at least one of our boys from Beantown. So we're going to play Ralph Tresvant. Sensitivity, y'all. It's suspicious. He's sensitive.
Listen, baby.
Like
No. I love it. Oh my gosh. Oh, sugar, no. I love that part. And the smooth, silky. Ow! Go, Ralph. Rizzo in the building. I got to say this real quick before you leave. Shout out to NE. I know they're supposed to be starting their practice for their new tour on Sunday, I think, October 1st. October 1st is Sunday? Yeah. Brooke Payne put that up about a month ago. So shout out to them, the bigs and the littles. And I would be remiss. I know my sis supposed to end this off right now, and we are. But I would be remiss without saying, since by the time next Thursday comes, I'm going to have to say a pre-happy birthday again to my sis, Unique. Happy birthday. I love you. And, you know, turn up, do your thing this weekend. Have an awesome time. I wish, sis, that I could be there, but this ain't like when we was kids. So, you know, I won't. But I love you. God bless you. And do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Send me some pictures. Send me some video footage so you can be like, you know, you should have been here.
I'll probably be in the house.
I said turn up, sis. Come on now. You got to do something. So, yeah, y'all, anybody listening out, if y'all follow Unique on IG or on Facebook.
Gift starting today. You send me birthday
gifts. She's accepting birthday gifts. That's right.
I accept cash.
That's right. That's what it is. Make sure y'all hit her up. October 2nd is my sis' birthday. So don't get it confused on the Unique Mecca page. It's her birthday. It's not mine. It's going to be hers. So make sure you shout her out. Don't put my name in it. Just say Unique and give my sis a shout out. Show her some love for October 2nd. So I just wanted to say all that, sis. You know, shout everybody else's birthday. Of course, my love. Of course. So take us on home, sis.
Love to put me on the spot. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm getting ready to do a Sunday school, like, church solo or something.
Do what
I'm
you
nervous
do,
now.
She ain't nervous. She ain't the shy one. I am.
No, you know I'm shy, too. But, yeah, so I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. We getting up out of here.
We getting up out of here.
Yes. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Next Thursday at the same time, 7:30 or 7:15 on the pink carpet. And everybody have a safe week. Smooches.
Smooches and besos. That's kisses in Spanish for y'all that don't know. Family-friendly kisses, you know, from your sisters, Unique and Mecca, family-friendly ones. Don't be, you know, meet us in the street and be like, what happened to that kiss you owe us? Family-friendly hugs and family-friendly kisses to all of you. Yes. Thank you again for being with us for our fashion month. Next month is domestic violence. We're going to get into a little bit of that. We're going to have some new up-and-coming young people on our show as well. So y'all do not want to miss what's going to go down on the VIP next month. Make sure you hit us up if you know somebody who, you know, is struggling and dealing with domestic violence. Make sure you hit us up. You know, they might need to listen in on that particular day. They might actually want to be on the show. So, you know, you can always find us on Facebook, Unique Mecca, YouNeikMekha. That's our name on Facebook, or either one or the other on our separate pages. But, you know, we would be, again, my word, remiss if we didn't touch on domestic violence. Is something that we feel very strongly about. Men, it happens to you too. We know that it happens to you too, so please don't think this is a one-sided thing. Women just usually tell their story more so than men do, because I guess, you know, that's a whole other story why they don't want to tell their story. But we want to touch on some of those issues. And, you know, we're just praying for anybody who is going through and dealing with that as well. So we will see you guys again next month. Thank you so, so much for being a part of the VIP with Unique and Mecca.
Thank you for spending time on the VIP with Unique and Mecca. You can find us here every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for the VIP experience. Bring a friend or look us up on Instagram and Facebook under Unique Mecca, spelled YOUNEIKMEKHA, or on Twitter under VIP.UniqueMecca. And if you don't believe anything else, please believe that you are a VIP through trial and triumph. Thanks again for joining us.